Hey, this is Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY. This week, I sat down with Scott Brown, the boys' head basketball coach for Marysville High School. We talked about him hosting the basketball All-Star event this weekend.
Scott Brown, NCKL versus Big East All-Star game, located at Marysville High School in the new gym. Girls' game will be at 2 p.m. and boys' game will be at 4 p.m.
Scott has a few goals for this event this weekend, but the main goal is to raise money for someone fighting cancer.
Well, recognize the best players in both leagues. We have Coach Wirt, grew up in Tabitha, so there's a connection to the other league, and we play a lot of schools from that league. And then, you know, we both coach in the NCKL, and we're also raising money for a local boy, Emmett Booty, who's fighting cancer.
This decision for this event wasn't just Scott's idea.
You know, Coach Wirt and I, this isn't just me. I mean, this is very much, just as much Coach Wirt, if not more. We coach junior high track together, and, you know, there's a lot of long bus rides together, and we just, you know, get to talking, and we just came up with this idea, and we thought it'd be a lot of fun. He and I played in all-star basketball games when we were in high school, and we just thought it'd be a cool idea. There's a close connection between the two leagues. A lot of our schools in our league play schools in their league and vice versa, you know, you compete against the kids in your league, you know, your whole life, and then, you know, now you got an opportunity to play with those kids and maybe create some friendships now that you're done competing against each other.
He plans on putting the basketball All-Star Games as a yearly event.
That's the plan. I hope it does. I hope it goes well and we can continue to do it. It'd be a cool tradition to have it here in Marysville every year. And the plan would be to pick somebody in the community that's in need and raise money for them.
Scott hopes the community comes out and supports the high school players and especially a family in need.
Just hope a lot of the community comes out and supports supports Emmett and his family as they battle cancer. I know my parents growing up had a son that lost his life at 4 years old from cancer, and I know that's kids with cancer has always been something that's very 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 touching to me, and I just hope you know, when someone like that is in need, that we all help each other out, and that's what you're supposed to do in small communities is help each other out. And we can recognize some great players. There's quite a few Marysville kids playing. We can recognize them for their accomplishments and at the same time, help a family in need.
I would like to thank Scott Brown for being my guest on this weekend's Public Affairs. If you would like to listen again, you can always go to kndyradio.com. Thank you for listening. This has been Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY.